www.thebrightside.com.
Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right, welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas.
And I'm Eric Osnes.
And are we going to get into the meat of the show finally?
Absolutely. About time, right?
Yeah, because I'd hate to have to replace you, you know, with like technology.
Right, which is exactly what some companies are trying to do right now. You know, there's
David.
You'll be broken.
I'm going to drop you and break your corner. Like all the rest of my technology. No. So that was, you know, when you and I were talking about what are we going to do this week, and it was like, of course, we want to talk about the show. We wanted to talk about the whole thing with, you know, the credit reports and the alternate forms of credit, because, you know, that's a good thing to know and it's relevant to our industry. But something that's been getting thrown around a lot is, are agents going the way of the dinosaur? Real estate, you know, something that's truly a real career path? Is it something that technology could replace? And there's been all these companies and startups over the years, particularly in the last 10 to 15 years, that people kept thinking it was the end of real estate agency as we know it, mm-hmm. right?
All the technology is going to change everything.
Yeah, right, yep. Exactly. And, you know, it's been funny because, you know, one of the competing companies for me, you know, I work with RE/MAX, which is one of the largest in the world. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Redfin was a startup here. And when they first came out, they kind of were like, oh, we're going to completely change the world around real estate. And, you know, they've learned some hard lessons. Glenn Kelman recently was interviewed for an article where he kind of admitted, he's like, you know, we had to cry uncle a little bit at one point, because when you really get into real estate, you begin to learn that it's a very relationship-based business.
Absolutely.
And you can't fully replace that in technology. It's just not possible. And so they've modified their services over time and how they handle things, as well as other companies. But to see companies like RE/MAX, which have been kind of, you know, back in 1971 when it got started with Dave Liniger, he was considered, you know, the threat to the industry because of the way he set up that company.
Right.
But even he, you know, now we're the old guard.
Right.
RE/MAX
right.
is the old guard. And, you know, there's still even threats to it. But RE/MAX, you know, what's happened is you've had this dovetailing of technology and agency, and they're really merging. But there's still arguments about whether or not technology can still take over, right?
Right, and even the latest one, auction.com, mm-hmm. is announced on Monday. They're moving in a new direction. I think their CEO, Tim Morse, was being interviewed Monday. Mm-hmm. They're changing, basically
10X,
rebranding
right?
their platform to 10X, which yeah. will be essentially an fully online, you know, real estate company.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go in, I don't know, you look at a house, you click on your smartphone and say, I want to buy this, and basically, you know, complete the transaction.
Yeah.
To me, and just like you, having been in this industry for so many years, I understand that buying and selling a home is, first, it's one of the largest financial transactions mm-hmm. in a person's lifetime, typically.
Right.
It's also one of the most stressful times a person can go through. And if you look at like I saw once there's a hierarchy of the most stressful life events. And
yes.
number one, of course, is loss of a loved one.
Right.
You know, right in there is going to be a divorce. It's going to mm-hmm. be job changes, moving.
Yeah.
And
vacations. All of those happen to affect real estate. They actually
you and I
are the
seen
precursor.
It all.
Oh, yeah. They're the precursor to a real estate transaction.
That's oftentimes, yes. And so we see it every day that when people are, mm-hmm. are buying or selling a home, they're not at their best necessarily.
No.
And
no. And in fact, it's when they need the most guidance.
Right. Yeah.
So it's something that you and I have talked about for over a decade together about the challenges of the industry, because there's so much turnover in it. I mean, I could see mm-hmm. where somebody says, you know, technology could replace the personal part only because maybe it would be more stable
mm-hmm.
to
sure.
a degree. Because, you know, there's 90% attrition for first year real estate agents, and that learning curve is steep.
Right.
And you really only learn a lot once you've actually been engaged in transactions. But the first year agent only does one, maybe two transactions on average.
That's right.
And so they don't learn as much as they even could. In fact, they're usually scrambling around just trying to make sure they feed themselves in that first year.
Absolutely. And but the online and the online systems are what they're trying to do is essentially make this a production line, make it a product, systematize it.
Right.
So that every person's experience is the same.
Except for every real estate transaction is not the same.
Well, that's the problem. Every single one is different.
Right. And we definitely found that out during the recession. It was even more so.
Right.
I think it was even more complicated because I remember the run-up from before and the challenges around that. Mm-hmm. And even these situations where you have multiple offers.
Right.
You know, that was going on in 2005 and 2006, and it's here again today. But mm-hmm. how people handle it has changed.
That's right. And if you're trying to do that online without getting guidance or getting really more a backstory, could make it, you know, pretty difficult, I think.
Well, it's going to be interesting on how people would react to it, because let's say, for example, it's we've heard all these stories of either North Seattle or West Seattle or maybe a Bellevue listing where 20 offers come in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if all of that's happening electronically,
right?
How are you going to sort that? Is the company who's representing going to have an algorithm that just goes through all the business aspects? Because, you know, I mean, you and I have even talked about you had one seller that chose an offer partly because it came with 50-yard line Seahawks
tickets.
That's right. How is a computer going to know what the value of that is to the seller?
Right.
How are they going to communicate that back and forth? Right. Yep. So there's little, you know, minutiae that can be quite compelling to a party one way or the other. And then there's other things that we run into as well. It's like, how many clients, I can tell you, there's a lot of clients over the years that are not tech savvy, actually are tech averse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it goes to an all technology format, there's going to be some folks who are kind of left hanging in the wind. And I'm curious how, you know, it's like, are they just going to expect that maybe there's some agents who cater only to that particular marketplace until they die out, you know, or, you know, what's going to happen. Yeah. But I mean, even some of the most tech savvy people I know still want that. Let me walk you through what's going to happen here.
Kind of
situation, because there's always, you know, there is a little bit of the tech piece of the if then, right?
Sure,
so if you're someone who's coding and there's a lot of stuff happening and it's like, if this happens, then this occurs next. If this, then that. And we do the same thing in real estate,
right?
Especially because that's a lot like the legal system. You know, when you're writing or drafting documents, there's a lot of if this happens, then that. You know, so I can see where there's a parallel.
Right. But aren't you, okay, so you go out and look at a home, you show some clients a house. And there's an inspection done.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you're looking at that home and there might be something that you're concerned about. And maybe it doesn't show up in an inspection. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's a crazy neighbor. Or maybe
there's a bunch of those.
You know, I'll give you an example. I guess my point is there's ways to write a contract and there's ways to write an addendum that are a little bit outside of the box, but that protect your buyer or in the case of selling a home, protect your seller.
Mm-hmm.
And a good example is I bought a home and it had a septic system and my agent wrote up the offer that says that the septic system shall be acceptable and functioning. And if not, it will be replaced and everything around it restored to like original condition. Well, the septic tank was underneath a deck. And it turns out the septic tank was failing. It had to be replaced.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that was to destroy the deck.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? The way my contract was written, I got a new deck.
Yeah.
That was all part of the transaction. And a beautiful deck, too, by the way.
Right.
But had that contract not been written correctly...
And that gets missed
a lot. I would have been out of deck.
That can get missed a lot. And that's one of the things that if you leave it in the hands of a buyer and seller to just fill something in online, they're not going to know all
right.
that.
Click a button, you know, for this addendum or that addendum. But yeah, that's not going to guide you through these nuances. And especially
although
when we're dealing with real
estate law. Increase, the hiring of other services.
Yeah.
I mean, this is where I know this is a controversial subject, because there's attorneys out there that are kind of looking for those opportunities. In fact, there's actually one company in particular that is trying to go after listing business. And then what they do is, if they get contacted by an interested buyer in one of their listings, they'll refer them to an attorney and not a real estate agent.
Interesting.
And it's an interesting thing to watch. And I know one guy that I used to write with on Rain City Guide, he in particular was always railing against real estate agents and, you know, just saying, oh, they're a bunch of idiots. And it was like, well, you know, hold on. There's people like me who, you know, because the thing is, we get held to the standard of an attorney. The second a real estate agent starts going off contract, we're held to...
You're practicing law.
Yeah, we're practicing law, because we get what's called the limited practice of law with our real estate license, right? And all we can do is fill in the blanks.
Right.
Right. So if you now suddenly make that just open to the public to go and do, and it's not that, you know, buyers and sellers can't do their own transactions, but it's usually recommended they at least get some kind of assistance, whether it's through a real estate agent or an attorney. But, you know, if you have people randomly putting stuff in and they don't understand how those things work, or if they're not in the if-then mindset and it's very one-sided, there's going to be probably either more lawsuits, or, you know, maybe there's more hiring of attorneys to help put those things together. But I think it's going to be interesting to see where things go, because I don't think technology can fully replace the experience of the process.
Right.
And there's so much more, because there's the emotional aspect of it. There's a knowledge base aspect of it. And then there's, you know, just getting trust and value out of it. So there's so much that I think they can actually provide, but I don't think they can provide everything.
Right. And I worry about people clicking the wrong button, clicking the wrong option.
Yeah. Like, I have to carry errors and omissions insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So if that happens between two parties and that results in a lawsuit, well, what then? Right. That can get pretty ugly.
Right.
Really, really ugly, actually. But,
it'll be interesting, you know, as these sites come up and, you know, we'll start to get some more information on them, you know, as that sort of works its way through. But,
well, I'll just be curious if we get to a place, because the other thing that I don't think it can replace is the experience of looking at homes.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and we'll talk about that in the next segment, but we talked about, you know, some of the tools that are out there for promoting homes. I think when we come back, let's talk a little bit about that experience too.
Sure. Sounds good. Join us when we come back on KKOL Business Radio 1300.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.